Downtown La Junta is sprinkled with cafes and small artisan shops. There's the Otero Museum, which documents the history of the region, and the Koshari Indian Museum, which hosts native dance programs. Bensold Fort is just 8 miles from downtown.
La Junta's a railroad town.
That's chief of interpretation at Bensold Fort, Rick Wallner.
Its railroad history goes way back. I mean, there used to be a huge Santa Fe railroad yard here. And to lose the chief would not only, I think, have an economic impact, it would kind of have a psychological impact, I guess, if you will.
Wallner runs the Southwest Chiefs chapter of Trails and Rails, a partnership between the National Park Service and Amtrak. Volunteers from Bensold Fort get on the Southwest Chief in La Junta and ride it to Albuquerque and back, all while giving passengers a presentation about what they are seeing out the windows: flora, fauna, geology, and landmarks. Wallner says some passengers ride the Southwest Chief specifically to hear Trails and Rails, which in turn helps increase Amtrak's passenger count.
So often, as you're traveling across the country on the train or driving on the highway, nobody's telling you about, you know, all the neat points of interest that are right outside the window. So without the guides aboard, yeah, you wouldn't know that there are Santa Fe Trail ruts out there to the side of the train that you could see, or know the history of Simpson's Rest in Trinidad or La Castaneda Hotel in Las Vegas.
Wallner says Trails and Rails could continue if the train was rerouted, but it would mean the end of the program along the Santa Fe Trail. La Junta City Manager Rick Klein says the town was a prominent stop along the old Santa Fe Railroad. And by the turn of the century, he says the town had about 3,000 railroad workers and a rail yard with a 30-car roundhouse.
La Junta, it means the junction. I've always said that. Most people pass through La Junta sometime in their life, just by the virtue of where we are in the United States.
These days, the railroad doesn't account for much of the employment in town. Director of La Junta Economic Development, Ryan Stevens, says around 20 jobs could be lost if the train is rerouted. Stevens is more concerned about keeping small-town La Junta on the map.
In Colorado, you know, there's a lot of focus and emphasis that goes to the ski communities and up and down the Front Range. And when people think of Southeast Colorado and the plains of Colorado, they don't really think of tourism as being a big economic factor there. And it really is important to our communities. We do have, you know, a lot of culture here and a lot of museums and things for people to see.
Klein says they're looking at building a new multimodal transportation hub in La Junta. For him, it's all about connectivity.
You have people that use it to get to the doctor in the major hubs. You have your people that are just traveling by it. You have your foreigners that travel on it. And that's big, because that's what they know over in Europe. And if we want companies to look at us, especially in the future, well, we need to have that passenger rail passing through and stopping right here in La Junta.
Plans are on hold for the new depot while the route is under evaluation. For KRCC News, I'm Martha Perez Sands.